60 seconds from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. But first, here's a fun fact. From 1952 to 1966, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet set the record for the longest-running American television sitcom.
Oh, I don't think I've heard of that.
It ran 14 seasons with 435 episodes. Not to mention, they also had a radio show at the same time that did 402 broadcasts.
Is that like the old couple and she's always like, Ozzie or something? No?
No, Archie.
Yeah.
Oh, Archie.
That's Archie. That's All in the Family.
Shoot. And that is a horrible
show. I don't know
show.
What the show is.
But just imagine how hard those people were working doing TV and radio at the same time.
Yeah.
And it's been a while since 1966, but a very different American sitcom is about to break their record because it's just been renewed for its 15th season.
Okay.
Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
I'm trying to think.
Is it the Kardashians?
Digital Jake knows.
You think the Kardashians is a sitcom?
It is kind of.
It's pretty scripted.
Yeah, I'm with Brooke.
No, it's on FX talking about.
It's Always Sunny.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
That's a great show. And the story of how that show came about is so amazing,
it's
too.
Ridiculous.
It was actually the first hit show for FX, and now...
I love that program.
They've actually renewed it for 3 more seasons, so it'll reach at least season 18 now.
God, but Danny DeVito is just rolling in money, isn't he?
He is.
Good for
so
him.
So funny on the show.
If you've never seen it before,
I've
you just... You need to
you
watch
haven't?
It. Okay.
Oh, you should watch it.
Would young people like it?
No, no, no. Don't have somebody explain it to you because if I were to tell you Danny DeVito waterboards his adult daughter in a men's urinal with the approval of her twin brother.
But it's really funny.
Yeah. So, but see, people might not understand and they'll think something's wrong with you.
It's a great show.
You just have to watch it and then you'll get it.
All I have to say for the people listening, rum ham.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, inside jokes, guys.
Milksteak.
Okay. Anyway, there's a lot of jokes in it. It's really good. But I again, don't have somebody explain it to you.
You're
just
right.
have to go see it for
just
yourself.
Start season 1, episode 1.
And it's so weird.
It's so weird.
It's such a weird show.
I feel the same exact way about the shock collar question of the day.
It's so weird.
I could try and explain, a bunch of idiots on the radio electrocute each other every morning with the dog shock collar.
Yeah, but...
It's funny. But it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You just have to listen to yourself.
It's entertaining.
So let's just get to it, because it is time for your shock collar question of the day.
Yeah.
We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you get the answer wrong, something bad's going to happen. You're going to get shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us what you want to hear. Alexis is drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Alexis?
I got Jose Roombas Hate Me Bolaños.
Oh, my God.
All right. Jose is putting on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Shades, goggles, sungies, hater blockers, aviators, succaduckas. Sunglasses go by many names, but today... they're succaduckas, Jeff. But today, they're the topic of the shock collar question of the day.
Okay.
Used as a protective eyewear that shields our eyes from the sun, or as a fashion statement, sunglasses didn't start off that way. In 12th century China, the first sunglasses were a crude slab of smoky quartz, but their intended purpose wasn't to keep the rays out. It was actually a very practical use in the Chinese legal system. Jose, what were the purpose of the first ever sunglasses?
It's good to know sunglasses have always been made in China.
Yeah.
That's how it started.
Yeah.
So my first thought for you, because you were thinking legal system, and as a person who can't see very well.
Yeah, you need
terrible vision.
And who's had many, many lawsuits filed against
I mean, my first thought is maybe the sunglasses made it easier to read the paper because whatever ink they were using.
Why does that have to do with the legal system?
What century was
I don't know, because they read a lot of paperwork in the legal system.
12th century.
Try to think like what you needed to do if you're in the legal system.
Well, what about
you paperwork all day and you're like, oh, I could see that a lot better with these great glasses.
So you wear sunglasses to like hide yourself, you know, when you're like really hungover, you wear them around and stuff. Not that they're hungover and legal stuff.
No,
but maybe to hide that they're lying.
Yeah, like a poker face type thing.
That's not a bad idea.
The defendant shows up with sunglasses. What are those?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
feel like we're way off. Let's get the question one more time.
I told you that the first ever sunglasses weren't used to flex on the haters like they are today.
I wish.
In China, they used a smoky slab of quartz stone as their sunglasses as part of the traditional Chinese legal system. I need you, Jose, to tell me why.
Now I'm thinking the other way. Rather than defend it, what if the judge was the one wearing glasses?
Yeah, I was thinking it might be a way to hide somebody's identity if they have to deliver like a guilty sentence.
Or you have to be a witness.
Right, and you don't want
witness protection
to get repercussions against you once the trial's over.
Because people just killed people back then. It wasn't like...
Or maybe the killing people may not be bad. Blood splatter. You didn't want it in your eyes.
What?
No.
That is so dark.
Let's just lift up that audio clip. Killing people might not be bad.
Yeah, let's always save that one, Brooke.
Yeah.
That's
not what I meant.
Okay. Save this. Yeah. Flip it.
What if it was for the courtroom dance break and everybody had to put their stunner shades on for it?
Their stunner shades.
Yeah.
He said stone quartz twice. I wonder if that was important.
I mean, I think your best bet, just going back to what we were saying, is to hide people's identities.
Yeah.
I still like the paper idea, but okay.
Or the murder idea, Brooke.
You can go with Brooklyn.
Yeah, pick your own idea.
Protective eyewear. It's important.
I think it's to protect people's identities, the jurors.
The earliest known use of sunglasses weren't to protect from the sun. They were used as part of the judicial system in 12th century China. The reason why is because during prosecutions, judges wouldn't want to let any hint of emotion seep out to the courtroom. And in order to appear impartial and unbiased during questioning, they would affix a smoky dark slab of quartz in front of their eyes.
Oh, that's what I said!
Thus creating the world's first pair of sunglasses.
I was exactly right, too.
And finally, one guy on trial was like, that looks pretty cool.
Yeah. He's like, look, guys, I'm not judging anyone either.
And that guy's name was Ray-Ban.
Yeah. All right. Well, we didn't get it right, but we did learn something very interesting. Uh-huh. And so Jose is going to get shocked, and somebody wanted to hear you sing Sunglasses at Night by Corey Hart.
Oh, yeah, dude, for sure. I wear my sunglasses at night so I can. Oh, wait, what you wear? What? I wear ow! What? Reading the lyrics? I was so off.
You were doing so good at the start
of
that.
I never knew the lyrics.
And then you lost it.
There we go. That's why you got shocked. That's not the only reason.
And that's your shock collar question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Laser stories coming up in just a few minutes. And would you say people are more fanatical about cheese than with any other food?
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
I do love cheese.
Yeah.
And
there's so many. Mm-hmm.
And you're either all for it or all against it.
Yeah.
It's rare, though, to be all against it.
Well, unless you have some tummy problems.
Well, I cut those people out of my life.
Okay.
Sorry, Dad.
Yeah.
Well,
weak stomach.
Earlier in the show, we talked about unique gifts from a Bachelor Chris Harrison cameo for $375 bucks to a $25 pair of boxer briefs with the board game Operation printed on the front.
Which I'm still pretty sure is an insult, but yeah. Okay.
But what about a gift for the cheese lover in your life?
All right.
Dude, let's go.
What do you got?
Well, I've got just the thing, because starting tomorrow, for a limited time, Tillamook County Creamery Association.
Oh, I love Tillamook.
Me too.
They're going to be selling 40-pound blocks of cheddar cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Can 40 pounds?
Yes.
Can the block
that's heavy.
You guys, that's what my 7-year-old weighs.
Oh, I love it, dude. I can take it on dates with me.
The 40-pound blocks are called, quote, the mother loaf.
Yeah.
And this is the first time that they're going to be put on sale to the general public. The price, one 40-pound block will cost you $112.
Worth it.
Sounds like a deal.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
I mean, you buy a big hunk of cheese in the grocery store, and you're easily at like $8, $9.
Oh, yeah. But if that's too much cheese for you, I know 40 pounds might seem like it's a lot.
You're backed up for a little while.
For a little bit. Nothing sets the mood like feeding your boo a block of sharp, cheddary goodness.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be cheddar. Why is there holes all in it?
Jose got a little too into it.
You
don't get the 40-pound block.
Okay.
No. You're banned. I don't know if there's a blacklist for this gift, but...
So, I don't know. Consider that for your loved one. 40 pounds of cheese.
Yeah.
And another great gift is Laser Stories.
Aww.
And that's coming up for free right after this. It's the radio segment that has Betty White on his bucket list.
Oh.
Hey.
Not to hook up.
Oh.
Just to watch milk fall out of her mouth.
What?
Yeah, he's a creep.
Yeah.
It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other towel stains just don't. This first laser story is out of Port St. Lucie, Florida. The other night, the police pulled over two guys acting suspicious around 3 a.m. One of them was 30-year-old Jethro Genius, and he had an outstanding warrant, so they searched his backpack.
I've never heard the words Jethro and Genius together.
No, he's not living up to his name.
They found two large bags inside.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
One filled with a bright white powder.
Okay.
And one with a dark brown powder.
So,
I have a feeling some bad stuff is about to go down.
A lot of sugar. Mm. He had a lot of sugar.
Yeah, right?
That's
dirt.
What it is. Dirt and sugar.
He's a
there
farmer.
It is.
They assumed that the bags were filled with drugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Jethro had a genius explanation. He said, quote, "Officer, I know what you're thinking, and those are not drugs.
Mm.
What you're looking at are special ingredients to bake a birthday cake."
Right.
A 3 a.m. masked birthday cake.
Huge birthday cake, too. Need backpacks full of
lots
this stuff.
Of stuff.
When the cops asked him more about it, Jethro said one bag was special sugar, and the other one was special cornstarch.
Special.
Okay. Cornstarch is not brown. All right.
Where do you buy the special sugar in the grocery store?
Hey, he knows the places.
Unfortunately for him, the cops did a quick field test on the powders and found they were actually both ecstasy.
Yeah.
Whoa,
really?
Dang, that's the powder for it?
So, of course, the cops took him to jail, and when he was getting out of the police car, another entirely different bag of meth dropped out of his pants.
Oops.
Those are special.
Lucky for authorities, he did not try to pass it off as baking soda or Altoids yeast or something. Instead, he's been hit with several drug charges.
Okay.
It's funny. He's like, "Oh, that? Oh, no, that's meth."
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of the interwebs. A guy posted on Reddit the other day about his girlfriend. Apparently, she'd been laid off last year and had been applying to jobs, but surprisingly, she was getting little to no interest.
Oh, man. A rough year.
So bad.
The couple was confused because, according to him, his girlfriend was extremely qualified for the position she was applying for, and that's when they figured out the problem. Somehow, the resume app that she was using auto-corrected her name to use her username instead.
No. Oh.
So on top of her resume, in big bold letters, it read Princess Banana Hammock.
Oh, yeah.
No! Starter emails are the worst.
Okay, but can we go back to why she wasn't getting a job? Because I'm even more confused than I was at the beginning of this.
So yeah, she sent out her Princess Banana Hammock resume.
Oh my God.
To over 50 employers.
That's amazing.
Believe it or not, even with that name on her resume, she did manage to land two job interviews.
Hey!
And now she's questioning those companies. Like, I don't know that I should work for you.
None of the interviewees said anything to her about the username.
Oh, they didn't address her as Princess Banana Hammock?
It's probably because they just wanted her to come in to see if she was real.
Yeah.
She's wearing a banana hammock and a tiara. Yeah. Hey, I'm here.
The good news is, now that her real name is back on there, she's already getting a few more appointments.
That's really funny.
This next laser story is out of Williston, North Dakota. There's a 29-year-old guy named Caleb Bursick, and Caleb used to work at an oil well maintenance company with a 39-year-old guy named Robert Thomas.
Okay.
But Caleb was laid off.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So last month, he sent a Facebook friend request to Robert, but Robert didn't accept it.
Okay.
What? Rude.
Well, I mean, he's not at work anymore. You were just coworkers.
Yeah.
And Caleb was frustrated by that, so he started sending Facebook messages to Robert telling him to accept.
Oh, no.
Including one that said, quote, "Accept my friend request or I'm going to murder you."
This is why Facebook isn't fun. There's nothing fun on Facebook.
It's just old people that don't know how to work it.
It is. And angry people.
Angry.
Old and angry.
Still, Robert did not accept him.
Uh-oh.
So finally, last week, Caleb went to Robert's house
oh my
and
God.
Kicked in the front door.
What?
Oh, my God.
This is frightening.
He began yelling at Robert and his family about not accepting his friend request. So someone called 911 and Caleb was arrested for burglary and terrorizing.
Good!
Afterwards, a reporter covering the story was quoted as saying, "There's just something about Facebook that always seems to bring out the worst in people."
Hear people go, add me on Facebook. They're like, hit me up on Instagram.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you know this guy wasn't banned from Facebook afterwards either.
No.
He's still posting like some sort of conspiracy theory on his page.
The comment is so true. Like, my mom is a very, very kind person, but on Facebook, she is vicious.
Yeah, dude. She's direct.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Booty Town.
Ooh.
Yeah, I haven't been here in a while.
According to Cosmo Magazine, if you want to know just who a guy is, all you have to do is look at their butt.
All right, everyone, take a look. What do you think? No one looked.
I'm good.
No one's looking.
I am making more eye contact with you than I ever have.
But here's what they say. For example, if a dude has an apple tush, that's where the upper area quadrants of the butt are fleshier than the bottom areas.
I feel like this is my husband.
What?
Okay. Yeah, he's got a real high booty.
According to Cosmo, these are men that are looking for an emotional connection with a woman and can be very sensitive, so handle them with care.
That's so true. I love him so much.
But you do not handle with care.
I love him, but
berate him.
Do not.
What if your man has a bubble butt?
Uh-oh.
That's where a full rounded bum really fills out a pair of jeans.
God, I'm so jealous of that man.
Yeah.
I want one.
Why am I so good at describing these two?
Yeah.
You know exactly what to do.
But if that's your guy, apparently he's the life of the party and can charm the pants off just about anybody.
Okay.
As for square booty, Cosmo says broad and square, this behind is flatter than other shapes.
Yeah, uh-huh.
These aggressive guys will do whatever it takes to achieve their goals.
Oh. Where are you, bud? Are you touching your butt?
I'm feeling my butt. I don't know if it's an apple or if it's a flat. It's like, sounds like I'm talking about wings. Yeah. Is it a drum or
I don't
is
think
it a
you're
flat?
Apple. I think you're square like I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll knit it. That's the white half of me.
Yeah.
And finally, the high hiney. This booty is so compact and round, it seems to sit on his lower back and form a small shelf up there.
What? Is he a turtle?
What is going on? He's doing a lot of squats to achieve that.
They say, shy but sweet, you can always count on this down-to-earth guy. No word on what a woman's butt shape says about her personality.
Okay.
But I do know what a shell booty means.
What does that mean?
It says you're the most amazing lover ever created on God's green earth.
Wow, that says a lot.
I'm definitely a shell booty. And that sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We're going to do it again same time Wednesday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
How does a loser come to be?
I don't know.
Is he born a loser?
No.
Or is he a product of his upbringing?
Probably.
I think every loser has potential to be a loser.
Yeah. We here at Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning believe that all losers are created in the same place.
Yeah?
In middle school. That's the most awkward time of a young person's life.
It's a really good point. It's a make it or break it time.
It is. Yeah. Very formative years. So if you're a middle schooler right now and you're listening to this segment, put down that corn dog, tighten your braces. Definitely get off of that website that you're on before your parents find out.
Yep, don't do that.
They'll find out. They will, believe
and
me.
Listen to this segment and learn some lessons so in 7 to 8 years' time, you don't wake up one morning and hear yourself on the loser line.
I see. You're looking out. You're looking out for the kids everywhere.
I am.
I appreciate that.
So make sure you're listening on What Not to Do, brand new loser line coming up at 7:10.
What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the loser line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Pardon me, miss, but are you a transformer? Because you're looking Optimus fine tonight. If I do say so myself. Can you tell I'm a British person? Well, I'm not really, because I just learned this accent off YouTube, so women would find me more attractive.
It's working.
Worked on me. Hello.
What do you say we go back to my flat and snog?
Oh.
I'll even let you beat the bishop. After he says that, whatever you do, don't tell him you just threw your entire Harry Potter DVD collection into the trash. Instead, tell him you know a really good dentist, and then give him the number to the loser line. So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play over the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, it's
I met you at the bar last night. I just wanted to let you know you left your earring on the bar, and I have it. And so, yeah, just shoot me your address, and I'll come over. I'll bring it over to you. Hopefully there's a reward.
Next message.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Just give it to Lawson Found.
That's not how Cinderella works.
Yeah.
It's not that.
No.
No
woman's going to give you what you want for a lost earring.
Yeah.
From what it sounds like.
They probably don't even know it's missing.
Yeah.
They got it from Forever 21. Yeah. Let's be honest. Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Next message.
Hey, it's good to meet you the other night. I'm looking forward to the date on Saturday. I think just do, easy dinner, drinks. I wouldn't worry about it too much. A little upscale casual maybe. But, I'd love it if you did the your hair straight a little bit. The curly hair just kind of reminds me of someone I don't want to talk about, who she is. So, maybe just, keep your hair a little straighter this time. Thanks. Looking forward to going out with you again. See you Saturday.
Next message.
It's always good to instruct a woman how to dress.
Isn't that
how to act. Never do that, guys.
Oh, yeah. You guys don't like that?
No, it's weird.
You don't want to be told how to look and what we like?
Oh, let me change who I am because of your insecurities. Yay. That sounds great.
You do it to us. Women want to change us. We're just doing it right
it's
back to
different.
You. Oh, it's okay. That's acceptable.
Next message.
Yo, Stace, I was wondering if you had an extra heart because mine was just stolen.
Oh, my God.
I was just calling to see, maybe we could go out again because last night, something was wrong with my eyes because I couldn't take them off of you.
No.
Oh, jeez. I was like, I wish you'd have felt my shirt when we were hanging out because it's definitely made of boyfriend material, if you know what I'm saying. By the way, this is Jake. No, I was wondering if your feet hurt because you've been running through my dreams all night.
Next message.
Oh, God.
That guy's the definition of smooth.
That was advice from his dad.
Yeah. And that whole message was bad, but what actually really stood out to me about it was whoever bleeped his name did a terrible job. I don't know which one of our editors was in charge.
Like an art team?
Yeah. I mean, barely bleeped the name Jake.
It was like Jake.
It was
like
Jeep.
Come on. I didn't even notice it was bleeped. I just heard Jake.
Yeah, I know. So really disappointed in our editing team on that one.
Some guy named Jake out there. Yes. Dang it. Yes. I'm the one. Yeah. I'm the one they messed up the bleep.
Apologies to Jake.
Sorry, bro.
But he did call back and leave 20 more pickup lines.
No.
Don't play him.
I'm just kidding. He didn't do it.
Thank
but
God.
Remember, you can get the special loser line number if you text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. Give it out to a weirdo like a Jake out there.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll call us and leave us a weird voicemail. Like this one.
Next message.
Hi, David. It's Maggie here calling. I know we hung out earlier tonight and we talked for 90 minutes or so, but I feel like you barely know me. We didn't really even get a chance to talk about who I am and what I like and all the cool things about me. So let me just jump right in here and let you know that I love gardening, biking, hiking, TV, skateboarding, judo. I love collecting antiques. I also have a huge rock collection. I even have a piece of the Berlin Wall that I am just dying to show you when we hang out next. I love to share with you about me, and I think you're really going to like me even more once we hang out more. I'm sorry. Oh, God, am I getting ahead of myself? A lot of people call me Chatty Maggie, and they ask if I've had coffee, and I don't even drink coffee. But, at the same time, I just really am so excited. I want to tell you all about me so that you can actually get a
next message.
Oh, my God. It cut her off.
Yeah.
I like the live report of her Tinder profile. Yeah. Is what I felt like we just got.
That's what every guy wants to hear about. Yeah. Do you feel like the guy, when he was interacting with her in real life, got to say a single word?
No.
I highly doubt it.
Yeah. Well, he got enough words in to give her the loser line.
There you
so
go.
We're thankful
just
for that.
To write it down and walk away mid-sentence.
Yeah.
I bet you she's still talking and leaving a message as we speak.
Next message.
What's up, babe? You know who this is. Wait, you do know who this is, right? Yeah, it's not. Sorry, the pain meds are still keeping me a little foggy, which leads me to why I'm on pain meds. I know you told me that you dug a man who was, how'd you say, spontaneous and bold? How's this for bold? Last night, I got drunk. Okay. That's not why I called. Because I got drunk, and then I got your name tattooed on my body. You know what I'm saying? Now, where's that tattoo? No. I can't tell you, baby. I got to show you. No. I'll just say this. It was so painful. Ooh, it was so painful. I got that name tattooed, and we almost ran out of space. It was hard to get that name where it was, but we did it. We did it good. Anyway, call me back, Jan.
Next
Jan. 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 My name is three letters long.
And it barely fit.
I was going to say, well, I bet she had like a really short name.
Wow.
And sure enough.
He deserves speechless. That. Yeah. He does.
I feel like it's not the first woman's name he's tattooed onto his body before either.
He meets a Bridget in the bar and he's like, sorry, too many letters. Yeah. Girl. I got to move over.
Yeah. That is the Loser Line. Remember, you can listen to it regularly at this time every week. Your phone tap's coming up right after this. All right, it's time for your phone tap. And today we call a guy who just went out for his bachelor party the other night. And they rented a party bus for the evening. And according to his best man, things got pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Of course. As they should.
That's the point.
Yeah. Yeah. The question is, does the groom-to-be know exactly how crazy it got?
Oh, no.
Well, he's about to find out when I call and let him know that something happened that night.
Oh, no.
Something he definitely doesn't remember.
Oh,
and
no.
The authorities have been notified.
Oh.
You'll hear how he reacts in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
On the 20s. Hello?
Hey, is this Evan?
Yep, it's Evan. Who's this?
Hey, my name's Randall. I'm the supervisor of Party Bus and Rental. How's it going?
Oh, hey. I'm a little hungover, so I'm okay. How are you?
Yeah, that's understandable, man. I spoke with our driver, and he said it was a pretty wild bachelor party, but I'm just calling now to see if you enjoyed your ride with us last night.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't really remember all of it, but the parts that I do remember, it was a blast.
That's awesome. That's exactly what we're here to do for you. But the reason I'm calling is we did have a situation happen after we dropped you guys off.
What kind of situation?
Well, you know, one of the responsibilities of the driver is to clean the bus after every ride. And our driver found something near the last row underneath the seat. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I've literally no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
But, I mean, if he wants to keep whatever it is, I don't think any of our guys left anything behind.
Well, I mean, no, we're definitely not going to be keeping it. Because
okay. It
was a bloody knife.
It was a bloody knife?
Mm-hmm.
That definitely wasn't ours.
It was definitely someone from your group. We inspect the bus after every single trip.
There's just no way.
I mean, you already mentioned that you don't remember a whole lot because you drank so much. So, yeah, I don't know.
It was a bachelor party. Yeah, no, I don't remember the whole night, but I would have remembered bloody night.
Just relax. Here, look, I'm just letting you know what happened. And the driver already did go ahead and call the police.
What? Why?
Yeah,
this is just a misunderstanding. There's not...
That may be, but protocol states that he has to give them a statement and let them know what he found.
Are you kidding me?
I'm afraid not. And keeping a protocol, he did have to give them your information.
Oh,
so they're probably going to be contacting you sometime soon. I'm surprised they haven't already.
Oh, you're surprised that they haven't already? Okay.
Listen,
all right.
Man, I want to let you know, I'm not the bad guy here. Okay?
Yeah, no, you're just a real pain in my ass right now.
Evan, listen to me. The reason I'm calling is so that you have a heads up, okay? And you can skip town.
This is crazy. No.
Why are you laughing
There's
right
nothing
now?
To skip town about.
I'm just telling you, man, if I were you, I would skip town. It just doesn't look good.
Would you stop talking in the low, creepy voice, man? I mean,
do anything. The thing that I did that was not cool last night was saw a stripper. That was the extent of my like.
Are you telling me that you stabbed a stripper?
No, that is literally not at all what I'm saying.
I thought I heard you say that. No, I apologize.
No, you think that I said that I stabbed a stripper?
I don't know. I'm just trying to put the pieces together here, man.
Okay, well, and you're not really helping with the pieces and the together. It's like the opposite of that.
Okay,
it's like the together, there is no together, and the pieces are f***ing everywhere,
look,
okay?
Listen, I get it. Shit happens on party buses.
Oh, my
okay?
God.
Okay, we don't need to talk about it. Just let's forget whatever happened that night. This is going to be our little secret. You, me, and the stripper.
Dude.
Okay?
I thought you were, like, a good company. Now I have no idea what the f*** happens every time someone rents a f***ing party bus. Nothing happened, okay? Like, I don't even know.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. Nothing happened. You didn't do anything, okay? We never even talked today, all right? Wink.
Oh, my God.
You know, you can't see me right now, but I'm winking.
Well, you know what? My eyes aren't blinking.
Are you not blinking because of the cocaine?
The what?
The coke. My driver said he found some coke, too.
You know what? You're crazy, okay? Give me your name again so that I can tell my lawyers.
Earlier, I know I said my name was Randall, but truth is, a lot of my friends call me Young Jeffrey.
What the f*** does that mean?
It means I'm on the radio.
What do you mean, you're on the radio? What does that mean?
It means that this is a prank. I work on the show Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Mother holy
yeah, dude, don't worry.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I'm so sorry. It was all your buddy Kyler. He said that you were super wasted the other night at your bachelor party, so he wanted us to screw with you. I'm so sorry to do this to you, man.
I'm just so vulnerable right now, okay? I just woke up. My head is not even on top of my body right now, okay?
Dude,
I don't even know where my head is.
That's why you and me, we should take all the coke and get out of town before the cops find you. Let's keep this party going, bro. You're getting married.
Yeah, don't forget the bloody knife.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
All right, it's almost time for your brand new second date update. And I think we can all agree that taking a phone call in the middle of a first date is a bad look.
Oh, so tacky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it basically tells the person that you're with, your time isn't very important to me.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You know?
That is true.
It's rude, it's inconsiderate, and just a bad reflection on who you are as a person.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, and, I'm not judging or anything, but...
Yeah, well, you know, I just like don't think it's a good look for you to do that.
I agree.
Unless it's an emergency.
And that's... Oh, wait, sorry. Hold on.
Unless it's an emergency,
he's
Jeff.
Taking this.
Jeff, don't Jeff. Take your phone.
Jeff, don't do it.
Benjamin the contortionist.
Contortionist?
Let me just take this really
no,
quick, sorry.
No.
Hello? Hey, no, I'm not doing anything right now. What's
you
up?
You are
yes,
live
you
on
are.
The radio right
Jeffrey,
now.
You're mean.
A
at
new,
work.
A new move you want to show me.
Okay.
A when?
Move. I mean.
Oh, now? Okay. Yeah, just give me like 2 minutes. I'll be down in a sec.
No, do not
you.
Let this person.
No,
sorry about that.
I'm kind of interested in the move,
no!
too.
No!
Like I was saying, taking a phone call in the middle of a date, sometimes there is a good reason to do
it. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, if it's the contortionist call.
Maybe one of our listeners had a good reason for taking a call in the middle of her date, and I guess it really all depends on who's calling and what they want.
Oh, now okay. It's
anyway, I got to run downstairs real
I
quick.
Bet you
for
see you in 2 minutes,
it's
Jeffrey.
A business thing.
Uh-huh.
But we've got your brand new second date update next.
Second date update.
If a date doesn't go well, and you know that it's your own fault, that's tough, but it's easier to live with because you can own it and learn from your mistakes.
Yeah,
that's actually true.
Absolutely. That's a very progressive way to think of it.
I mean, it sucks, but there's no
mystery. Yeah.
It's much worse, though, when a date goes south because of something or someone that's totally out of your control.
Yeah.
It's frustrating, and that's what one of our listeners, Lana, said in her email. She also said she's a big fan of the show.
Oh, cool.
Good.
She doesn't miss a day. So,
that's
Lana,
awesome.
First of all, thank you for listening. And tell us about the guy that you went out with. What's his name?
Well, first of all, I just have to say hi.
Hi, Lana. I'm excited you finally get your moment on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry that it has to deal with a bad date, but we're glad you're here.
Yeah. So let's get into your date. Tell us about the guy that you went out with. What's his name?
So this guy's name's Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
How did you meet Marcus?
We met on Bumble.
Okay.
And I've like met some pretty cool people on Bumble. Like obviously nothing has worked out, but it's nice because it's like not super serious and you have to do like a million questions to get your profile up, but it's not like just like a hookup thing like some of the other ones.
I feel like those are all of them.
No, Bumble's above Tinder, below Hinge.
What's the most serious one?
That's like eHarmony.
That's like the
seriouscating.com.
No, no, it's like Match and stuff. It's like old people looking for like.
When you're actually paying, that's when you're really serious.
I see. So you're medium serious about this.
So you're looking for someone to have fun with right now. You're not necessarily looking for the love of your life. Like,
yeah, I'm open to it. I just feel like I did eHarmony once and it was like kind of weirdo.
That's a serious one.
Yeah, that's a serious
one
for sure.
So what did you like about Marcus?
Well, first of all, he's very handsome.
Okay.
All right.
And he has a good job. He's an engineer, which I thought was pretty impressive.
Nice. Cool.
And yeah, he just seemed like really relaxed and fun. Like he had some photos of him like doing things other than just drinking, which is nice.
What other things are there?
He had actually a photo of him doing like drag racing. So I'm like, is that just a hobby or are you, is that like a pretend photo?
He's like, no, I swear I'm in that car right there. You just can't see me.
So what did you and Marcus do for your date?
I thought this was such a cute idea. He suggested that we go have a little picnic in the park.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah, so sweet, low pressure. And so we got there and he had this like giant picnic basket.
Oh, good man.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, you never know if you're just showing up to a park and he's got some Subway ready for you or if he, but or if he actually went the extra mile and put together like some goods.
Well, actually, so we were chatting and having a good time. Then he was like, okay, you ready to eat? Uh-huh. So he opens up the picnic basket and he pulls out bags of KFC.
Oh, I was really close.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, but that's delicious.
Honestly, that's better. I think it'd be weird if he had homemade sandwiches. I don't know.
You
don't
think so?
Oh, that's, I was that's a guy thing. That's a red flag.
Yeah.
I was really hoping for a charcuterie board or something for her, you know?
That would be unnormal.
What did you think, Lana? Was the KFC a good move or a bad one?
Well, actually, I started laughing hysterically because on my profile, I say that I love KFC.
Oh,
nice.
Attention to detail. Nicely done, sir.
He can read.
Well,
amazing.
I mean, that's actually a lot of points. I mean, don't you think, Lana?
KFC is three letters.
Okay, you can spell, I guess.
But still, he's paying attention.
Yeah, that's great.
Like, I remember when I met my husband, he showed up with my coffee order. And I just thought it was so sweet, like so thoughtful, just those little things.
Okay, enough about Brooke's boring dating life. Let's get back to Lana. Keep us going with Marcus. What happened next?
Yeah, so, you know, we had a great time. We were like eating our fried chicken and hanging out. And then I started getting these like serious texts and phone calls from my sister, which I tried to ignore for a while. But then I was like, oh, no, maybe there's an emergency. Like maybe she got into a car accident or someone in the family is hurt, you know?
What was going on?
She was mad at me because I borrowed one of her outfits. I borrowed this like pantsuit thing. It's like a jumper kind of thing.
Those are really cute.
Okay.
But I don't know. I guess she freaked out and was calling me hysterically that I took her her outfit.
Okay. I mean, but that didn't really affect your date at all, did it?
I don't know. I've lived with twin sisters and they get nasty over clothes.
Did you guys get into a yelling match over the phone right in front of him?
No, I mean, I like walked away and I mean, I don't know exactly if you heard, but like, I'm not shy. Like, I'm pretty expressive and I probably moving my hands around like when I was talking to her.
Marcus is like, why did you just spit on your phone?
I mean, I think that that's pretty simple though. Didn't you just go back and tell him like, oh my God, my dumb little sister called me because she's mad I borrowed her clothes. Like, don't you think that that would be...
He's probably going to get a glimpse of what their future fights will be
no,
like.
No, you don't think so? I think that it's like kind of funny.
That would be a red flag to me. I'd be like, oh, she obviously doesn't get along even with her own family. That's not good.
What was his attitude like when you got back after talking with your sister?
Yeah, I mean, he seemed like a little bit awkward. So I was like, why don't we just go over to the little playground area and we'll go swing in the swings and kind of lighten things up a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm worried how much you were moving your hands now. Yeah. Are you like the wacky inflatable car salesman thing? Like,
I don't know. I think it depends on if this guy has a sibling or not. Because if you have a sibling, you can understand that relationship.
Totally.
Like that tension is okay, that you still love the person.
Yeah, that's
a good point, sometimes how you communicate.
Or just an outfit you love.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll be able to get a gauge about how he was feeling based on how the date ended. How did that go?
you know, it was fine. Like, we didn't kiss or anything, which would have been kind of weird in the middle of the park.
Right.
But yeah. He did hug me, and, you know, he had to go to his buddy's birthday party, and I had a dinner to go to, so we couldn't, like, linger very long. But I thought we had a great time, and yeah. In, like, the grand scheme of things, I actually would be open to a relationship with this guy. Like, he seems like definitely marriage material.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, your sister is in so much trouble if she screwed this up for you.
All right, well, let's see if the sister drama continues. We'll play a song, we'll come back, we'll call Marcus for you and try and get you your second date update, okay?
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, hold on. Sibling arguments don't end with childhood.
No.
They continue well into adulthood. Yeah, and today, one of our listeners, Lana, is tattling on her younger sister, saying, "Mom, Lisa's ruining my date again." Because she recently had a picnic in the park with a guy named Marcus. And while it was happening, her sister kept spamming her phone, accusing her of borrowing an outfit without permission.
Yeah. Well, she did do it.
Basically a Class C felony with that. So eventually, Lana had to just take a moment to answer a call, yell at her sis, and put her in her place. But now she's worried that even though the rest of the date went well, that may have been a turnoff for Marcus. Now, Lana, we didn't ask you, have you been talking very much with Marcus after the date or not at all? Like, is he ghosting you completely?
No, he hasn't ghosted me completely. Like, if I text him, he'll text me back, but he hasn't asked me on another date. And that was like a week and a half ago that we went out.
Okay.
So
obviously avoiding it.
But it's a good sign that he's still at least keeping in touch.
Maybe just replying to be nice, maybe.
Yeah. Or maybe he's just waiting for you to ask him on a date. Like, women can do that too.
Boo.
He's the one that made the first move with the KFC in the park. Maybe it's your turn.
That's what we're doing right now.
Yeah. But she could have asked before us. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
You know, well, without a team around her, but it's all right. We're here for you, Lana.
Yeah, I guess I could have, but I don't know. I like it when the guy, like, makes the effort, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to just be, like, chasing after some guy.
Which is, like, the opposite of what Bumble is designed for, but okay.
That's true, actually. Girls say hi first.
I bet your sister would have asked the guy out without having to call a radio station.
You did not just say that.
Oh, I went there.
Oh, no.
I went there, girlfriend.
Jeff has a sister, too.
I do. I have a younger sister. We haven't spoken in years.
She also borrowed one of your outfits?
She did.
Okay.
Unforgivable.
No, yeah. I get it. This is as close to home.
Yeah.
All right. Now that I'm all riled up, let's give Marcus a call. We'll try and get you a second date update. You ready, Lana?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Marcus.
Who is this?
Hey, my name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Sorry, I'm not interested.
No. This isn't like an advertisement or anything. We're doing a segment on our show called A Second Date Update.
Am I on the radio right now?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Is that okay? It's all just for fun. It's a positive things we have to tell you.
Okay.
The reason why we're calling you is because you recently went out with a woman who had a great time with you, but she's confused after your date why you're not reaching out to ask her out again.
Is her name Lana?
It is Lana.
Yeah, Marcus.
So you know who we're talking about.
I heard you blushing over the phone right now.
You're giggling as we're mentioning her. I mean, that sounds like a good thing.
Yeah, no, she's great. I like her a lot.
All right.
I just don't know if it's the best match.
What? Okay. What?
Okay. What makes you say that?
Did she tell you we went out? We went out once.
Yeah. She told us all about your picnic in the park date. And
how thoughtful you were that you got KFC, because on her bio it said how much she loved KFC. Yeah. I would say good move on your part, sir.
Sure. Thank you.
She thought you were very thoughtful and very funny, and she had a great time with you. So she's really hoping to see you again and doesn't understand why you haven't been in communication.
Yeah, so did she mention she has a sister?
Yeah.
She did.
We were hoping you didn't hear that.
Yeah.
She's embarrassed.
Yeah. She knows that it kind of got out of hand, and she went off to yell at her sister a little bit because of some sibling drama, but...
No, it's not. I totally get family drama. I mean, my siblings and I fight, too. It wasn't that.
Oh, okay. Good.
Okay.
Did she mention her sister... She calls her, like, her little sister, but they're twins.
Oh, they're twins? No. Oh, so I mean, she's like 2 minutes littler than she is, yeah. or something like that. Like twins like to do.
They do that.
Yeah, I guess twins do that.
Okay. Why is that a problem?
The last person I dated was also a twin.
Whoa, what are the odds? Oh.
Okay.
What, are you worried that it's Lana's sister?
No. It's just like, so this last person I dated her for a while, and, oh, this is embarrassing. All right, I'm just going to say it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When I met this woman that I was seeing, when I met her twin, I found myself more attracted to her than the person that I was actually dating.
Okay, wait. Oh, okay. Were they identical twins?
Yeah.
So some may have a personality trait that you are more attracted to than the right. other. And okay. they just look alike, so you're like, hey, I want that one.
Well, that's like one instance. What does that have to do with Lana? That has nothing to do with Lana.
Exactly. True,
yeah. I just have this fear that, like, maybe I have some weird thing inside me where, like, when there's a twin, I end up wanting to be with the one that I'm not with. And I felt like I might or I might want to, and that's why it ended. And I just don't want to go through that again.
Okay,
that is weird.
So you
follow it.
You're worried that if you end up dating Lana, you'll eventually meet her sister and be more attracted to her sister.
Yeah.
Because of one experience you had with identical twins. I mean,
that's a big stretch, man. Yeah. That's a big leap.
Do you even know that Lana's twin is identical?
I think so, because they were arguing about something about, like, borrowing clothes or something, so I just assumed that, like...
Right. I borrow clothes with women that look nothing like me. You can clothes fit on many different types of bodies.
So maybe they're not. That's a good question, too. Then you won't have a problem at all.
I mean, it's just a lot of, like, jump to conclusions.
Yeah. I mean, this is something that we definitely need to talk to Lana about.
I guess I should, but I don't even know how I'd, like, even bring it up with her. It's so weird.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
That would be.
I think it is.
The good news is you already kind of did, because Lana's been on the other line listening, and she wants to talk to you.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lana?
Marcus, that is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard. Oh! You got commitment issues, buddy. Like, that's the only reason that you would suddenly be attracted to another woman. There are a lot of attractive women out there.
Well, first of all, hi. Thanks for setting this up. That's cool.
Yeah, well, clearly you don't have the balls to talk to me about this. You could have just said something, like, as a joke, and it would have been over. Like, I'm not worried.
I'm trying to just not do anything bad. I didn't...
Oh, my God, you're such a little whiny...
Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, it's not your sister on the phone.
I guarantee the sister's nicer.
I mean...
Oh, you guys,
now,
listen.
I'm already on his side.
But here's the thing, Marcus. What if Lana is the hotter of the two sisters and you already went out with her? Do you know what I mean?
And I am, okay? Oh. So you just missed out, bro.
You're the hotter of the two identical twins?
Are you mad then at his reasoning is what I'm getting at, Lana?
Yes! That is the most immature... stupidest thing I've ever heard of a reason that you don't want to go on another date because you think you're going to fall in love with my sister who you've never met.
Right.
Hey, ask me the question. I was just being honest.
Yeah.
I mean, he did know it was weird, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he didn't know how to bring it up to you. And, I mean, Marcus, you can kind of see how ridiculous that thought is.
Yeah, but you can understand how it's weird that I dated twins and now I'm with someone else who's twins. You can understand, like, that's weird, too.
Yeah, that's already, twins. Like,
in a way, he's looking out for you, Lana. Like, he doesn't want to accidentally break your heart.
Yeah.
Oh, please. You know what? Honestly, he is looking out for me by not texting me back, because clearly he's a mess, and I don't need to get involved with that.
Wow. Well, scary.
No, don't write him off yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
There has to be a way that we can find out once and for all whether or not he will be attracted to your sister. Maybe we can do some sort of blind test.
Yep. I like where you're going with this.
You and your sister both meet him at the same time. He takes the blindfold off, and he has to choose which one is Lana.
That sounds like the worst idea for Lana in the history of ideas.
Or is it the most romantic move
that is not
in dating history?
That is terrible.
What if he chooses right?
Yeah, Lana?
No.
See?
I bet your sister would be up for it.
I told you, Jeff, don't go there.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so I won't go there, but how about I go here, where I ask, Marcus, would you like to go out on another date with Lana? We'll pay for it.
Now that we've talked about it, I do think you're right. I'm probably being silly, and I would love to go on a second date with you, and I'm sorry I was being weird. I think I was just caught off guard, and I didn't want to be a jerk. So.
Aww. Why? That's so cute.
Jeffrey's doing the heart symbol with his hands right now. It's really weird.
Put it down.
It's so nice. Lana.
What?
I mean, I'm feeling the love coming through from Marcus. How about you, Lana? What do you say? Give him one more shot.
You did really like him, Lana. Mm-hmm. I mean, and he's a person who can admit when he's an idiot.
I mean, yeah, okay, so he's sweet, but, like, I'm not, if we go out again, I'm just going to be worrying the whole time that when he meets my sister, he's going to want to date her.
Well, okay. I mean, that's you also jumping to a conclusion.
Yeah, just make sure that they never meet.
Yeah, there you go.
Problem solved.
There it is.
So what do you say? We'll pay for it. KFC.
You said you're the hotter twin.
He might have to do something nicer than KFC this time.
Dang.
I promise. I will.
All right.
All right.
Congratulations, you two. Successful second date update.
Thanks, guys. And I promise if I meet your sister, I won't feel anything.
I'll be emotionally
God,
dead.
You're such a charmer.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You know, if there's one question that I get asked all the time by our listeners, it's, Jeffrey, how did you become so confident and good looking?
No one's ever asked
Oh, God,
me that.
I just spit everywhere. I'm so sorry.
I get those emails every single day.
Wow.
You don't.
Oh, man, I've never forwarded one on to you.
They're just asking, how do I be self-assured like you, Jeff?
Yeah.
You guys don't get those emails? Is it just me?
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah. Apparently, it's just you.
No surprise.
No surprise.
Well, you know, you guys all came to the right place, because not only could Brooke recommend some great plastic surgeons who she swears
oh
she doesn't use.
She's never.
She swears she doesn't use them, but she knows them.
It's fine if you do. I just don't.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we all believe you.
What? Now this is what?
But we can also help you feel better about yourself, too, because the secret to confidence is to constantly compare yourself to people who are worse off than you are.
No, that is not the case at all, Jeffrey.
Yeah, that's the entire reason that we do this next segment, Craigslist Misconnections.
Oh, my God.
It's all about looking at other people's love lives and thinking, oh, well, I guess it could be worse.
No, oh, my God.
That's petty.
So let's all feel more confident about ourselves when we read a new collection of entries coming up at 8:10.
Hey, cutie.
We made eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There's only two places in this world to find true love. One is at a nudist colony for only Johnny Depp fans. A lot of pirate role play happening over there.
Wow.
The other's on the pages of Craigslist.org. We scour that website every week to find the best misconnections that they have to offer. And this first one is titled, You Put My Heart 6 Feet Under, Woman for Man 49 Cemetery.
Oh.
It says,
yeah.
I wandered away from the funeral I was attending because I got bored.
Oh, God, I hate that. Yeah, they should up the entertainment level of funerals, yeah.
As I ambled around, I noticed you leaning against your hearse, smoking a cigarette.
Oh.
You were a tall, bald man with the soft body of a professional bowler.
Oh.
I was the blonde in the black dress with the black hat and the black gloves.
Okay, you're really going to stand out in a cemetery with that outfit.
I asked to bum a smoke off you, and you obliged. We chatted a little and whimsically bantered about the insignificance of life.
Well, they've got a point.
Nothing turns me on like talking about how nothing has any meaning.
Yeah.
At one point, you made me guffaw so hard, I had to cover my mouth so no one would hear me laugh over the weeping in the background.
Oh my God, that's so messed up.
That's the worst thing to do at a funeral is laugh.
Please don't tell me she's the widow.
Then you asked if I wanted to check out the back of your hearse with you.
Oh.
Wink.
Oh my God.
Before I could answer, the bagpipes began to play,
oh,
and I knew I had to get back.
Yeah. Oh, that's my cue.
I tried to look for you afterwards, but I think you left to go pick up another body. If you see this, let me know if your hearse is empty this Friday night, and I'll text you my address for pickup.
Okay.
Sincerely, the mysterious maiden, parentheses, Widow Rebecca.
Oh my God, she was the widow!
This next misconnection is titled, Stuck Together in a Broken Elevator, Man for Woman 34,
Whoa.
Fifth Floor Downtown.
That'll bother you.
Yeah.
Says, I was the dapper gentleman with the blue tie riding the elevator when you joined me on the 8th floor. You were the voluptuous blonde with the smeared lipstick on your face.
It's like a walk of shame home or something.
We made eye contact as I raised an eyebrow. And I asked you seductively, going down?
Oh,
nice,
okay.
Bro. Great
right.
line.
Yeah.
I'm using that next Gross. Time.
My heart skipped a beat when you flashed a smile at me that reminded me of Eleanor Roosevelt's horse-like teeth.
What?
I like women with...
Nice chompers, girl.
Yeah.
Says in parentheses, I like women with big gnashers.
Okay.
Before we could continue our linguistic dance, the elevator jerked, and we were both stuck somewhere between the 5th and 6th floor.
Whoa, Nelly! Yeah.
At that moment, my brain was saying, oh, no, but my pants were saying, oh, yes.
Oh, God.
As your hand went to press the help button, I grabbed it seductively and said, let's wait this out and see what happens.
No, 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 no.
So already she's claustrophobic and scared, and now she feels like she's going to get murdered.
He's like, hold your horse.
Before you could answer, the elevator jolted to life and began moving again.
Oh, good.
I told you, quote, looks like the elevator gods must be against us.
Or for us, yeah. In her case.
I didn't know that there were elevator gods.
Oh, there's gods for everything.
Oh. We both got off in the lobby and you ran to your Uber. I know we didn't have time I know we didn't have time to really get to know each other, but if you're wondering, yes, I am a handful. But good news, you have 2 hands.
Okay. Oh, I feel like my handful means he should be arrested or something.
That's signed Sabo.
Sabo, she ain't hitting you back. She's not looking for you.
She's not.
I promise that.
This next misconnection is titled Dirty Mind, Clean Bottom. Woman for Man 37, my house.
Hey, I can relate.
I'm happy for the clean bottom, I guess.
Says, you are the beefy handyman who I hired to install my bidet.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, that's where the clean bottom comes in.
When I answered the front door to let you in, I was wrapped in just a few tiny towels.
How do you do that?
I just have hotel ones?
I imagine washcloths.
Excuse me for being all wet and, well, really wet. But I had just gotten done taking a scalding hot shower all by my little old self.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so you get dressed before you answer
the
door.
You're not soaking
wet.
She's read too many romance novels.
Her towels were so tiny, she couldn't get dry, Alexis.
You asked where I wanted the bidet to go, but you mispronounced it and said bidet with a hard T. I thought that was pretty cute. So I pointed upstairs with an elaborate and seductive hand motion, like Vanna White turning over 3 invisible vowels. Once we got through the master bedroom door, I quietly locked it behind us, in case.
Oh, what? No.
This woman needs to find the elevator, dude.
You got to work installing the bidet and asked me why I wanted one. I flirted back, said, I don't want one. I need one.
That's not sexy.
It insinuates
you have some kind of situation.
Yeah.
Not normal going on.
Toilet paper's not enough for me.
My undercarriage is a mess.
A hose. I need a hose. Could you just put a garden hose in there?
Things became quiet after that as I watched you work for the next 30 minutes.
Oh, no.
Once you were done, I asked you to watch me try it out to make sure it worked correctly.
No.
But you declined and said that you had another job to get to.
Good.
Sadly, you left before anything could happen. So looks like I'll be booking you in the near future to install some steel safety bars in the shower for, quote, safety reasons.
She's very aggressive in the bathroom.
I know.
She says, see you soon. It's signed Sonia.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. There's some.
It was a lot today.
How is anybody still single out there? I don't know.
It's a crazy question.
Those are your Craigslist misconnections.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win! Brooks! Bucks!
We're going for 8 wins in a row today, Brooke.
All right.
And you're going to be playing a first-time player to the Win Brooks Bucks, Sarah from Ballard. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Sarah, I do not promise to be gentle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sarah sounded happy about that.
Yes,
she's like,
did.
Go as rough as you want.
Yeah, that's how Sarah likes it.
Sarah, have you been wanting to play for a while?
Yeah, I play like against you just on the radio pretty much every day on my way to work. And I'm not going to lie, normally I do pretty well. So.
Oh, okay. Yes. I like that. Those are always famous last words. Yeah. So I'm going to leave the room on all that note.
Brooke, okay. Brooke is heading out. And while she does that, Sarah, you know how the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass and you have to beat Brooke outright to win. You ready?
Okay, sounds good. Yeah.
Here we go. Your time starts now. What type of blood is the rarest?
B positive.
Where is the Sea of Tranquility located?
Ooh, pass.
What is the medical name for your breastbone?
Sternum.
In what month does Canada celebrate its birthday?
Ooh, pass.
5,280 feet make up what unit in measurement?
Pass.
Hydrosis is the medical term for what?
Ooh, pass.
The original dish Pigs in a Blanket consists of a sausage link wrapped in what?
A crescent roll, or like a biscuit roll.
All right.
Man, those are hard today.
Yeah, that's what they always say as soon as they play for the first time.
Yeah, once you're live, it's so different.
It is. So aside from this being your first time playing Win Brooks Bucks, what's something else interesting the listener should know about you?
When I was 9 years old, I went on a trip to Peru with my parents, and my mom got really sick, so they let me go to Machu Picchu by myself with a tour guide.
What?
When you were nine?
Honestly, whenever I tell that story, people are absolutely amazed that I didn't get sold into some, like, sex trade. It's crazy. I think about it a lot and how blessed I am to have been able to go and also still alive.
Yeah.
Oh my, and most people can't even make that climb.
And when you tell your mom that story, she's like, it wasn't a big deal. Like, I don't know why you're making a big deal about this.
Exactly. She was like, I was already sick, and we already had the trip planned, so...
It made
I
sense.
I figured that you should go.
Yeah.
She's like, anyway, next year we're going to Mount Everest. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, Brooke, your turn. You ready?
Yes.
Your time starts now. What blood type is the rarest?
O negative.
Where is the Sea of Tranquility located?
You mean Asia.
What is the medical name for your breastbone?
Clavicle.
In what month does Canada celebrate its birthday?
Oh, gosh. September.
5,280 feet make up what unit in measurement?
Mile.
Hydrosis is the medical term for what?
Water.
The original dish Pigs in a Blanket consists of sausage link wrapped in what?
Crescent roll.
Got our answers in. Let's go to the scoreboard and see how you did with Jose.
There's a Hidden Valley Ranch party in my mouth.
What?
Bolaños.
Sarah. You got two correct today.
Ooh, not bad, Sarah.
But you played great. You passed. You got to the next question. It was awesome. Brooke?
Yeah. Thank you.
You also got
two. Okay, I'll take it.
Barely.
That was good, Sarah. That was good for your first time.
That was good, but I'm sorry. A tie does go to the house. We're going to go over the answers here. The blood type that is the rarest is AB. Less than 1% of people have that.
Wow.
The Sea of Tranquility is located on the moon.
Oh, yeah, once you say it, I'm like, duh.
It's one of the dark spots on the surface made by volcanic eruptions.
I knew that.
The medical name for your breastbone is your sternum. Canada celebrates its birthday in July. It's called Canada Day on July 1st every year.
Oh, cool.
5,280 feet make up 1 mile. Hydrosis is the medical term for sweating. And the original dish for Pigs in a Blanket consisted of a sausage link wrapped in a pancake.
But we did accept.
But we also accepted croissant or crescent.
Well, we're all experts on that now.
Yeah.
But the good news is you just won a $50 gift card to Sephora. Yeah, make sure to visit Sephora Bellevue Square to check out brands like Fenty Beauty by Rihanna and chat with a beauty advisor. Sephora, we belong to something beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back to play Win Brooks Bucks same time tomorrow.